This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
I looked up the pronunciation of James Comey online, and one site had both pronunciations, Comey and Comey. All right? So whatever you want to call him, it's okay. Let's go on with the story here. So, of course, John Ashcroft, the Attorney General of the U.S., is in the hospital, but they wanted to sign off something for the Bush administration. Go on, Grant Cameron.
Okay. So it was the chief of staff and some other guy walk in, and they say – the president needs to sign off on this thing to make it legal. And he just shakes his head and he said, I'm no longer the attorney general. And he points over to Comey sitting in the corner. And Comey just shakes his head. No, he's not signing it either. So they go storming out of the room and they phone up Comey and they say, the president wants you in his office immediately. And he says, well, I'm coming. I'm going to get a lawyer. And they said, are you refusing to see the president? He said, no, I'm not refusing to come to the president, but I'm getting a lawyer for a witness. So he goes to the Justice Department. He gets a lawyer to be his witness. He appears at the White House, and he refuses to sign off on this black budget program as well. And what happens is Ashcroft resigns, Comey resigns, the head of the FBI resigns, and there are like 12 people from Justice who all hand in their resignation and say, this is illegal. We don't care if the president is doing this. We're not signing off on this. And so I say that if people in 70 years of this UFO story, if suddenly people realized that stuff was being done that was illegal and unconstitutional, someone would walk. And nobody has walked, which indicates to me that the people up there believe, they may be totally deluded, but they believe that what they're doing is legal and constitutional.
Now, another thing to point out here, you were mentioning before about the release of a lot of information publicly. And we know over the years there have been Freedom of Information Act releases. And we can get into the nuances of that in a moment. So the Clinton administration is releasing all this stuff. But if you look at the material posted, say, at the Black Vault from John Greenwald Jr., a lot of interesting material, but no smoking guns are there. Has that been massaged away, or they don't keep those records?
Well, that comes to the whole issue of where do the records go. I mean, I talk about the 1,000 pages of documents I got from the Clinton administration on the Rockefeller Initiative. Those documents are all gone. We cannot recover those documents. The Clinton Library says they don't have them. The National Archives says they don't have them. So this material all sort of disappears. Or you have the situation where John Podesta helps Hillary Clinton. No, it wasn't Hillary Clinton. It was Leslie Kane file an FOIA for the Kexburg stuff. And they don't get anything. So this stuff is just sort of moved out. It's not going to be held in.
All the Rockefeller initiative stuff was probably stolen by Stephen Greer.
Well, I saw Stephen Greer stuff, which is an important factor, is when I went at the Clinton Library, I saw all the material that's the vast majority of the big UFO file there. There's a bunch of them, but UFO file was Stephen Greer stuff that he had sent for this, what he calls the briefing. And on the very top of the first page, it said president did not read. And that's where this plausible deniability thing comes in, is that the president, Stephen Greer, will maintain that the president was given this stuff and he was given a briefing, and it said right on there, did not read. And that's to, as Ron Pandolfi, the CIA guy, says, the president can't be a player. If he's the guy running the cover-up, you have to make it look like he's not involved.
Well, so, besides with Stephen Greer, if I got stuff from him, I wouldn't read it either. Chris and I are not super impressed with Stephen Greer, although Greer is certainly impressed with Stephen Greer.
He appropriated, you know, the best available evidence document that was written, co-written by Don Blinner and Antonio Huneas, who, when he was on the show, described his irritation that Greer literally took it, put his name on it, and started touting it as his own creation. Of course, that, you know, just put more of a wobble in the process. So I'm not surprised that it really didn't go anywhere. When I spoke with Lawrence Rockefeller about the best available evidence document, and he was pretty miffed about how He felt that the whole thing had sort of spun out of control, and had and that Greer had taken it and started, you know, being a grandstander with it. And Lawrence was not happy about that. And he also did mention that he felt that there was smoking gun evidence at some level in the government, but it was so compartmentalized that it didn't matter who you were. You could be a billionaire like him and have a snowball's chance of hell of gaining access to it. At the time that I met him and spoke with him, which would have been in 98, he was almost bitter about it. He felt that it was of historic, absolutely imperative importance, and the fact that he was unable to really move the ball forward was very frustrating for him.
Yeah, and I've talked to Scott Jones, who was with him when they did the initial, whatever you want to call it, briefing with the science advisor, and Scott Jones is very bitter as well. He considers this to have been a total waste of time, and I've talked to him recently, and so they both have the same opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, Lawrence was he'd almost had, you know, he was already beyond it. It left such a bad taste in his mouth that he didn't want to waste any more time or resources or energy on it. And a lot of that, I think, can land right in the lap of Stephen Greer. He was not happy with Greer and some of the other folks that he had been dealing with in the UFO community, who shall remain nameless at this point. But you know, it just goes to show, it doesn't matter how much power and influence you have, if you're not one of the insiders, you know, if you're like Lawrence and being on the inside, but being on the outside of the inside track of real players, it doesn't matter how much influence you have. Once that brick wall goes up, you're you know, it's going to take a tactical nuke to bring it down.
I want to go back a little bit to freedom of information, just because of the changes in the U.S. law. We can go into other stuff and also move to the end of Bill and go into Hillary's situation. All right. There was a new act, a new FOIA act that was signed by President Obama a couple of 3 weeks ago. And there are a couple of different things in it, but the most important thing is that any time a document or information is requested three or more times, don't know if you heard this, it will be posted online, usually in electronic format like PDF. That's number one. It also provides for some form of mediation, so that if there's a dispute over any of this, I guess they'll have somebody, a bureaucrat or someone, sit with both parties and try to figure out what's going on. Now, that doesn't mean anything's going to change, because the other problem is with this law is they don't increase the budget for FOIA. And there's been the charge in recent years that Obama has been less than forthcoming in making this program work. And it's multiple questions that we can go into it in the next segment or two before we get to more of the Clintons. And that is, do you think that Obama deliberately slowed down the processing of these requests, or is it a budgetary thing? It's not given a high priority. They've cut back on government budgets. They don't have enough bureaucrats to do the work. So therefore, they do the work more slowly or less efficiently? Or do you think there was some kind of program there to slow down? What do you think?
Based on my experience, I've run up against this thing where I think it was the Reagan Library talked about 100 years to process all the material that they've got, because it's a very time-consuming process to declassify documents and to go through this kind of stuff. So, yes, they are restricting the number of people that are working. But when it comes to this kind of SCI, this top sort of unacknowledged special access stuff, it doesn't matter. It's never going to get close to freedom of information that you're going to be able to access material, because it's just neat to know that you're never, it's like if three people ask for the secret for the atomic bomb, it doesn't matter, you know, how much you post it, they're not going to release that kind of material. It comes down to need to know. It's always going to be that if you don't need to know about it, as you know, Bush told Carter, it's curiosity is not sufficient need to know.
We have Grant Cameron. The book is The Clinton UFO Storybook, E.T. Politics in the White House. And now with Hillary expressing at least the desire to get more information about UFOs, get to the bottom of the mystery. And, of course, she did have the national security dodge in at least one of her statements. Maybe that might change. We'll ask more of Grant Cameron in our next segment with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The award-winning Graphic Converter 10, the universal genius for photo editing apps on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for the Swiss Army Knife app. It gives you all the features that you expect, and most important, it's easy to use. You can get it for just $39.95 from www.lemkesoft.com. That's www.lemkesoft.com. Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So once again, we have After the Paracast. This is the wrap-up show. This is a show that features extended interviews. Lots of stuff happens on After the Paracast. It's available only if you're a member of the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. We also offer some show transcripts. We're adding a segment on classic episodes starting in 2010. Now, commercial-free, like all the other content in After the Paracast, and the Paracast commercial-free version, all that and more. Go to plus.theparacast.com. The subscription rates are low. Check it out. Month to month, years, 5 years, lifetime. Grant Cameron wrote a book called The Clinton UFO Storybook. Now, let's do some history here. After he left office, did Clinton make any statements, Bill Clinton, about UFOs?
Oh, he's made a number of statements about UFOs. He made one in Hong Kong, 2005. This was one that we managed to get the tape. We've never seen the tape of the actual presentation, but the question-answer part, the guy who's running the it's a Chinese bank, says, well, because I'm the guy who's running the thing, I can ask this question. And he asks the standard question that Obama's taken lots of times, is this book of secrets thing. Is there a book of, you know, secrets goes from one president to another, like where's Jimmy Hoffa buried and are there UFOs and stuff? And Bill goes into a speech there and talks about how, you know, he tried to get the material and he wasn't able to get this material. But when you look at that, the denial that he wasn't, you know, in charge of the thing, Ben Hansen, who worked with the show Fact versus Fake, who did FBI stuff and analysis of people's reactions and whatever, determined from his analysis of the tape that Bill Clinton was being evasive, that he may not have been telling the truth on that. So he talked about it there. There was a radio show. There was a couple of radio shows, but he basically says the same thing. You know, I was very interested in the subject. I tried to get to the bottom of it. I wasn't able to get it. I'm embarrassed to say I wasn't able to get the stuff. He's answered a number of questions and basically handles it the same way all the time and talks about the fact that he's interested in extraterrestrial life, but he won't admit that it comes here. And that's where Hillary made a big move, where Hillary's the first high-level official I know, where she actually said they may already be here, which was like completely different than any other official who might say, yes, I believe there's life in outer space, but no, I don't believe extraterrestrials have ever visited here.
Well, that's fairly common now as we discover more and more possible extrasolar planets.
Yeah, but it's different to say they may actually be here. I mean, that's like completely different, where you're saying this may actually be true, where she does the interview with this breakfast club in New York City, where this guy who's an experiencer who claims he's been abducted twice is telling her, and she says, you know, I believe these people are probably telling the truth. They're not sitting in their kitchen making up stories. So it comes down to the difference between believing there's extraterrestrial life out there and actually believing the story that, yes, there may actually be aliens walking around among us.
But we're assuming, again, that the government, the U.S. government, knows for sure that ET is here.
There are people in the U.S. government that know. It's not that the U.S. government knows. Let me give you an example, because this is the next article I'm written. I got sidetracked after the Hillary book came out. Paul Hellyer tells his story about the guy from Emergency Measures. And as soon as he said that, I had written two articles in 2009. One was on the Keksberg crash and the involvement of the Johnson administration, and one was on the New York City blackout and the Johnson administration. And in both cases, the organization that was handling material on this was known as the Special Facilities Division, and it's inside Mount Weather, which is the bunker where they take the president. And if you look at the Project Blue Book, everything points to this, that this guy, the head of what would now be FEMA, which was then the preparedness area, then it wasn't known as FEMA then, but the head guy, if there's going to be a disclosure or if there's going to be some sort of invasion thing, you're going to have, number one, communications. You're going to have a place where you can communicate with all the military, with all the cities, with all the, you know, your nuclear detectors, all this kind of stuff. And that is in the FEMA facility in Mount Weather, where they take the president if there's a nuclear attack. So when Paul Hellyer states that the Canadian equivalent of the FEMA director was briefed on this subject, it makes total sense, because if you look at, and I gave this to Leslie Kane when she filed the FOA with NASA, and this is the one that John Podesta helped her file. They go to NASA for these files. I sent her this material that the Blue Book files on the night of the Keksberg crash actually identify this office. Now, what they do is they identify it by the code word. This special facility facilities division would not become known till 1974 when a jetliner crashed into the mountain. In 1964, nobody even knew this organization existed. It was in the Blue Book file. If you look on the Kecksburg crash night, it talks about a guy by the name of Bourassa. He said, we're getting messages that there's material that has been recovered in Michigan, hardware material in Michigan. The code name they used was Bluegrass. And when I've looked at Bluegrass, and you can look at now, it pops up on any Google search, you look at it's the Mount Weather FEMA facility. And when I got that, then I realized that this is the one guy that would have to be briefed. And you start looking at all the evidence. It's in the Kecksburg file. It's in the New York City where they actually goes on alert, where all the nuclear detectors around the different cities in the United States are going yellow. Two of them go red. Then Bill Moore nails this thing. Bill Moore actually names the same facility as I came independently, the Special Facilities Division. And he says the MJ-12, look at his flowcharts, he has this Special Facilities Division inside the FEMA at Mount Weather as being the key organization that's running this thing. And it makes sense that the FEMA guy would have to be briefed. And then you take a look at Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton says there's a government inside the government. He's talking to Sarah McClendon. He says, Sarah, there's a government inside the government, and I don't control it. This is the part of the government that's not controlled. It's this second government. It's the government in waiting. This shadow government was called by CNN. And then you take John Alexander. John Alexander comes public, and he says, I was told, somebody whispered in my ear, that MJ-12 was for real. And he said, and I was told that the names on the document were correct. So I went after John, and I tried to get out of him. I asked him at UFO Congress in publicly who was the person that whispered in his ear. He walked around the question. So when Hellyer brings this up, I remember John Podesta saying, no, this is not UFOs. This is continuity of government. He's talking about the same facility. He believes it's not UFOs, it's continuity of government, because he talked to the guy who was the assistant director. I went to his book, I immediately knew who he was talking about, because he's talking about continuity of government. This is where this is. This is his FEMA facility, and he's saying he believes it's continuity of government. So he's naming the same organization, and then you have one of Stephen Greer's witnesses, Stephen Lufkin. I interviewed him. I've never really made the interview public, but he claimed that he was at Mount Weather, and that Mount Weather was, they were tracking UFO material at Mount Weather. This is where the center was. And I interviewed him, and I said, where did you learn this from? Who told you this? Are you sure? And he said, yes, Mount Weather is where this is. So you have all these different arrows all pointing at the same facility, the same organization inside the facility at Mount Weather. So you look at that, and then you say, yes, this is possibly true, that the FEMA guy is one of the guys that has a need to know.
We're going to expand on this, and I've got a few questions, which are going to be one among many, and Chris will have questions, too. On the other side, with Grant Cameron and Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Grant, you're dropping so many factoids on there, it's really, really hard to just stop you every sentence, as some of our listeners would like, and ask you questions. Let me throw out a few before we even go on here. Paul Hellyer.
Yeah.
Now, he's made a few statements that are kind of off the rails.
Yep.
And some people really don't take him as seriously as they might otherwise. Although you take him seriously, and he's a fellow countryman of yours, other people do not. And maybe they suggest he's getting on in years or whatever. But maybe he had this government connection with the jobs he held when he was young. He doesn't have those jobs anymore. So he could be commenting on stuff that is no more significant or no more evidentiary than anybody else. That's one thing.
Well, you got to distinguish between what he believes and what he was told in a deathbed confession. He did not ask for this. This guy requested that Paul Hellyer be called and that he wanted to tell the story. He wanted to get this off his chest before he died. So Paul Hellyer said a lot of stuff I disagree with. He's just repeating what other people are saying. That's different than deathbed testimony. That's different than material that he heard firsthand. Like he talks to this two-star general. I believe that, where the general tells him this is real and more. I know Paul Hellyer. I've known him since the 1970s, before he ever got into UFO stuff. So you have to distinguish between, like, you and I may suddenly find out in a week that something that we believed was wrong, but that doesn't make us liars. So you got to distinguish between what he believes and what he's repeating from other people and deathbed testimony. This is extremely important material, especially when it immediately validates. As soon as I heard this, I immediately knew I had written two articles, which nobody paid any attention to, that basically identify the American equivalent as being the head of the, where this thing is being run from. So to me, it validates the research that I'd done.
Well, how difficult is it to do an FOIA request to FEMA or any sort of continuation of government bureaucratic structures, let's say, I would think it would be a little difficult.
I got some of the material from the National Archives. I got from this Special Facilities Division back 10 years ago when I found out about it. I pulled a lot of material, and what I learned was some of the stuff is kind of interesting. As I said, the guy that was running this facility in 1964 during the Kecksburg crash is referring to these calls that are coming in to what's called the flashboard. And the flashboard is this huge elaborate system of communications to embassies and cities and military organizations, stuff like that. And this is the same thing that Oliver North was using when he was running the Iran-Contra, where he was able to bypass the official communication system.
Well, I was just wondering how difficult it is to penetrate.
Oh. Yeah, it's all deep socket. Everything there is top secret. You need a top secret clearance even to be in the place. So it's very high level. It's like anything else in FOIA that you're going to get the basic material, like, you know, 1% of all the documents, and it just depends at what level they're classified at. Anything that's classified, you know, top secret and above, you're not going to get. You're going to get maybe, it's like the UFO stuff. You're going to get the sighting reports. You're going to get, you know, very low level material, but the unacknowledged special access documents, nobody's ever going to see.
Well, you know, again, that is a point that should be remembered by all these advocates for disclosure. To me, it's an impossibility that this country will ever fully disclose the extent and depth of its knowledge concerning these subjects because, quite frankly, it is probably classified above top secret, and we don't really have a need to know until they land on the White House lawn.
Yeah, so that's why I always insisted. Like, there's three reporters last month, middle of May, when the New York Times ran the story about Hillary talking about UFOs. The New York Times runs a story, and the thing goes viral. And within a week, three reporters in the White House press room suddenly started asking very serious questions. So I contacted two of those reporters, sent them messages, and basically said that they should ask the president, if they get the chance, ask him, have you been briefed? And if the president stumbles or admits that he's been briefed, then you have a chance, because that is the one guy. People can say, okay, I don't believe this guy's read in. I can believe anybody is not read in except for the president. And if the president stands up and says, I haven't been read in on this program, I don't know what's going on, then I'll believe it. But nobody's asked them the question. And I've been impressed upon these three reporters to ask the question, because what's happened now is the whole attitude has changed in the big reporters, is that it used to be the little green men, laugh, laugh, laugh. When the New York Times did this straight piece, you had this Mark Noller asked the question, and he was very serious. He said, the people are interested in this subject. Is Barack Obama going to beat Hillary to the punch and disclose? And the only way they got away with this was the press secretary said, I don't have a tab in my briefing book for that. I don't have a need to know. And then he actually rats out the president. He said, but President Obama has jokingly said that his job gives him access to this type of material. You should ask him. It'll be interesting. And I went, wow. He was actually saying, ask the president. And that's what I have insisted we have to do, is he's the only guy that I maintain is definitely got to be briefed on this thing. And if he stumbles and says he's been briefed, then all the reporters are going to realize that they've been had and that there's a story. And the White House reporters have already realized that they've been had and there's possibly a story here. Because the second reporter asks the question again, and she's asking a serious question. Is this for real? Are there extraterrestrials? And then the third one was this African-American reporter who says to him about Roswell, what's the deal with Roswell? Is this classified? And he goes, and Ernest, who was the White House press secretary, goes to get a drink of water, and he starts to drink this water as she's asking this question. And that's when she says, look at that. You're doing the dance. You're doing the dance at the podium. You're trying to figure out what you're going to say. Is this for real? And then he says, I haven't been briefed. I don't have access. And she says, I couldn't believe it. She says, you're not going to get away with this. And he said, you just keep trying. And so their attitude had changed. It was like, we believe there's a story. We believe something's being covered up. And so to me, I thought it was going to be a matter of time till they asked Obama. But then Obama was in Japan at the time, and he didn't come back right away. And then it seems like the reporters at the White House press room have all gone back to sleep again. But there's three of them there who asked very serious questions indicating that this looks like it's for real, and what is the true story on what's going on.
Well, I don't think he's going to say anything. I know that Stephen Bassett has said that. But Stephen Bassett has made a number of predictions about alleged disclosure over the years, not a single one has ever come to pass. So is it the boy who cries wolf?
Well, he's going to say something. If the president is asked the question, because Obama, if you take a look at all the Obama statements, which I have in the book, Obama has never denied the thing. He has never, ever. Bill Clinton does the straight. No, I tried to look. I couldn't find anything. As far as I know, there's no Roswell crash. There's no extraterrestrials. He'll do the complete denial. Obama has never denied it. In fact, in March of 2012, he's in Roswell, New Mexico. He's campaigning for the 2012 election, and he says, we'll keep our – he's talking about Roswell, and he said, we'll keep our secrets here. That's hardly a denial. And he also says when he's asked – is Bill Clinton was asked on the Kimmel show, and as I mentioned, Ben Hansen had done this review and indicated that Bill was probably being deceptive. So when Barack Obama goes on the Kimmel show – Kimmel says, you realize they're going to be watching what you're going to do, how many times you swallow and stuff like that. And he's referring to this analysis that had been done of Bill Clinton answering the UFO questions. And Barack says, yes, I know this. So he's asked the question. Bill denied it. Bill said he didn't know what was going on when he became president. So when you became president, what did you do? What did you find out? And Ben Hansen does the review on High Def TV, and he indicates that Barack Obama is breathing at 42 times a minute when this question is being asked. And Barack says, I can't reveal anything. So he's not denying anything. When he's talking to Will Smith's son, with Will Smith, the actor, and his son Jaden get the interview, the tour of the White House, he's in the Situation Room, and he picks up the fact that Jaden wants to ask, and he says, you want to ask about the aliens, don't you? And he says, I can neither confirm nor deny that extraterrestrials exist, but if there had been a meeting, and if there had been a top secret meeting on the subject, it would have taken place in this very room.
Well, I get the impression he's just playing with him there. I don't take it too seriously either. Let me break. We have Grant Cameron with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Micah Hanks of the Grayling Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
You get my point here. You know, we're looking at statements here and assuming they're serious, and I haven't heard them. Are they available on YouTube that we could download them? The point here is that he may have said that just to have fun with the kid. Oh, the kid's asking me a question. I'll give him an answer without giving him an answer.
Okay, but he knows it's going to get out. That's the point. He knows. For example, you take the two presidents who are really big into this. Gerald Ford was one who said, not only should we look into this, we should put people under oath, and we should force them to testify and tell us what's going on, when he was the representative in Michigan. Jimmy Carter said, if I become president, I'm going to release everything except for national security type stuff. Neither of those guys ever used the word UFO as they were president. Never use the word. This is completely different, where the president's actually talking about it, because if he knows that this is going to get out, sooner or later, some reporter, and this is what's starting, as I said, the attitude has changed in the White House press room, where some reporter is going to actually say, Mr. President, what's the deal? Is this for real? You're talking about this. Is this for real? And then you have this situation where if he stumbles and he says the wrong thing, he's under pressure. The whole thing is, people will always say this idea that there's this disinformation thing that they're just trying to throw people off. I said, if you want to keep the UFO subject classified and nobody knows what's going on, you do what the Canadians did. The Canadians in 1967 declassified all the sighting files, and they have never made a statement since. They have never said anything. People ask me, because I'm a Canadian, they say, well, what's the Canadian government? What's going on? I say, I have no idea in the Canadian government who's been briefed. I know no idea as to what's going on, because they've never talked about it. If you want this thing to stay secret, you shut your mouth, you don't say anything. You don't keep talking about it and talking about it and talking about it, because sooner or later it backfires on you and somebody says, Mr. President, what's the deal? You told this little kid, Barack Obama gives an interview to GQ magazine, and one of the White House reporters brings it up, but because the president isn't there, the press secretary walks around it. He said, in the GQ interview, President Obama said, he was asked about the UFO stuff, and he said, you know, that top secret stuff, it isn't as interesting as you think it is. So the question was coming back. They were bringing up something Barack Obama said about UFOs and saying, what's he really mean by this? What does he actually say when he says the top secret UFO stuff isn't as interesting as you think it is? Because the official statement is the government There's nothing going on. There are no documents. It's all been declassified, and there are no ETs coming here. So if the president makes this statement, in a situation where someone is going to, a serious reporter from the Washington Post, New York Times, is going to start digging, or they're going to put six reporters and realize that the president, there's something story here, and they're going to put six reporters on it for 2 years and start asking their high-level sources, and it's going to unravel. If you want to keep it secret, shut up.
Well, you see, there's also something here, too. Newspapers today do not have the budgets they used to have for investigative reporting. So when they do, there are only so many stories they can cover. And right now we're in the middle of a presidential campaign. So they have to chase the fact-checking with regard to Secretary Clinton, the fact-checking with regard to Donald Trump, which is like a full-time job for 100 people to keep up with his lies. So the thing is here, they don't have the resources to do what you would hope they would do. And I think also in listening to you, I think you're doing a little reaching. I think you're reaching hard to find something significant in what they say. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter because nothing's going to come out. No matter what you do, you can stand on your head if you're able to do that. You know, I used to be able to kind of do that kind of exercise. You can stand on your head. You could scream. You could yell. You can send them petitions of a million people. And there will be no information. If they have any guilty knowledge that UFOs are real, that they're extraterrestrial, they would have to be the press of a significant event before they'll disclose. Because we're talking about here possibly a secret that has lasted since the end of World War II. And you need to know also, Grant, that Chris and I don't 100% say that Roswell was a spaceship. There are questions about that. There are alternative theories. Even someone like Kevin Randall, one of the more respected Roswell researchers, has backtracked on some of the stories there, although he still believes it involved the crash of a spaceship. Do you get where I'm coming from?
Yeah, but you're making an assumption. All you have to do is take John Podesta. John Podesta says there are classified documents that can be declassified. Now, unless I don't understand the English language very well, that's pretty clear to say there are classified UFO documents that are being withheld.
That something is classified doesn't say what's in it. It's like the stupid hearing we have with James. We have the foolish.
The point.
May I finish, sir? Go ahead. We have the very foolish hearing with the head of the FBI, James Comey or Comey, whatever you want to call him, where they're asking him, well, she had these top secret documents, this, that, and the other thing. They never specifically even hint at what sort of information they contain without saying what they are. Is this something that threatens national security? Is it something the enemy should know? They don't talk about it because they're afraid to, because a lot of documents are classified top secret. That really shouldn't be. They could be public newspaper articles, but because they concern a matter that could involve security, they're classified, even though it's public, if you get my point.
Yep.
In terms of this, a document could be classified not because it proves that E.T. is here and they know about it. It could be it talks about a weapon system that can't be revealed because the world doesn't know about it or has information about soldiers, about CIA representatives, information that could impact our national security in ways that have nothing to do with E.T., nothing to do with UFOs, but everything to do about weapon systems, about the military, about the CIA. 1,001 things could be kept classified. And as one thing we're revealing or learning with this particular controversy over Hillary Clinton's emails, different agencies have different standards about what should be classified or why it should be classified. Those decisions may contradict what another agency says. So Agency A, it's not classified. Agency B, it's secret. Agency C, it's top secret. Agency D, it's confidential. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but the official government position is there are no classified documents that have anything to do with UFOs, no matter what's in the documents. There are no classified documents. We have released everything. That's the official government position.
You will definitely, if you ask, say, does that mean 100% of everything? Well, anything would impact our national security. They could say, we're going to keep that a secret. It doesn't necessarily have to be about UFOs, but there could be information in there. And I'm sure if you ask them and you look at the nuance, they would admit that. They would say, yeah, obviously things about national security, even though we can say there are no UFOs and all that stuff, we might still have to withhold documents in the interest of national security because it's about other issues. Of course, if you go to a FOIA request and you ask for something, there will be things that will be redacted. All the time. Why? Well, there's a legitimate reason, which I just cited. They could also withhold a complete document out of national security, and they do that. They do that routinely. Mm-hmm. I think we're basically trying to make something out of nothing here. I assure you, if they had information about UFOs and they didn't want you to know about it, you wouldn't know about it, and you could look all day at something a government official says to find some evidence, you could look at their heartbeat, you can do anything you want, but you won't find evidence of what they know if they don't want to tell you. And national security is not a reason to assume it's about UFOs.
The official government position is there are no classified. They have released everything regarding UFOs. That's the official government position. Nothing's going to change my mind about that, no matter when they get caught. Oh, yeah, then they'll say, well, you know, this and that and whatever. But the official government position is it's all been disclosed. There is nothing. We aren't hiding a thing.
They aren't hiding a thing about UFOs. Look at the state. They aren't hiding anything about UFOs. But they will always say there are things we have to withhold in the interest of national security. All right? And in terms of that, if this is a matter under deep security, top security or higher, above top secret, they could just as well say, we have no information, and the reason they're saying that is because they can't tell you they do.
That's right. You have to. It's an unacknowledged special access program. So if you acknowledge that there is a program, you go to jail. I agree with that.
Okay, so therefore they're not going to tell you. They're never going to tell you. We could be whistling in the dark for the rest of our lives. They won't tell you until they tell you. And we can look into every nuance of what statements they make, what they withhold from us, all the hints and tips. We can even look at what Hillary Clinton has said because she has a dodge. And her dodge is, you know, anything that does not impact national security. That's her dodge. I've heard her say it.
Okay,
so
but
she'll never tell you anything because it's going to be under deep
security. You're cherry-picking evidence here. What the statement she said is, if it doesn't involve national security, if I can get agreement, she's going to sit down and look at it. If it doesn't involve national security, and if she can get agreement, which means a number of things. It means, yes, national security, but it also means that she's going to look at the documents. It's not like, you know, she's got to go to the evil cabal and try to beg for the documents. She's going to look at the documents. And Podesta said the same thing. She's going to look at the documents. She's going to weigh national security versus unthinking secrecy. And then she said, if I can get agreement, which means that there is laws, there are rules. She's going to talk to somebody, and if she can get agreement, she's going to release it.
We've got more to come with Grant Cameron and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.